This will probably get me kicked off YouTube, but let's talk about the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. They teamed up with YouTube last December, just before Israel broke its ceasefire and invaded Gaza. Now, I know the mass media reported that Hamas broke the ceasefire. The fact remains that Israel went into Gaza and killed 6 individuals before Hamas ever fired rockets into Israel, so Israel broke the ceasefire. In December, I was suspended from YouTube for a month. They took down my videos about Palestine and only my videos about Palestine, and I couldn't produce any new movies while the conflict was going on. What the ADL does is it associates Israeli interests as Jewish interests in general, and this is how they block criticism of Israel. They've made a race, not a real race, but a self-proclaimed race, a religion, an ethnicity, and a country, all one thing. Therefore, if you criticize what Israel is doing as a nation, they say you hate the Jews. If you say, I don't think it's right that Israel has racial colonies and ethnically cleansed Palestinians, somehow you're a racist. It has nothing to do with Jews. Calling Israel the Jews is as stupid as calling Canada the whites, as if anything the Canadian government does is what all white people in the world do. Somehow the policies of a nation become the policies of an ethnicity, and that's just crazy. If China did something stupid, and it does, it also has companies going down and bulldozing down people's houses to build businesses and forcing people to become homeless. It's a communist country. But if you criticize China, it doesn't mean you're anti-Asian, or that China represents the interest of Asian people all over the world, or even Chinese people. It has nothing to do with that. The Chinese government is the Chinese government. And nobody has a problem with people criticizing China. You can even criticize America. You can criticize any country except for Israel. Israel's a special case, because if you say anything about Israel, the ADL will paint it as if you were criticizing the Jews, which is complete crap. Jews live all over the world, and all of them are different from one another. They're individuals. You can't classify a group of people as one thing and one way of thinking. The only thing that binds Jews together is a belief in Judaism. And sometimes not even that. Some Jews don't believe in Judaism. Some Jews are only ethnically Jewish, which means their parents were Jewish, and they might not even have a religion, like John Stewart or Noam Chomsky or many of the atheist Jews I know, my neighbor, for example. It's just like Irish Americans, never been to Ireland or anything. They're not really Irish, but they identify with the group anyway. Or, you know, German Americans or whatever. They don't even speak German, probably. They speak English. They lived in America their whole life, but they have an identity with that because maybe their grandparents or somebody came from Germany. So there's that. There's the ethnicity, and then there's a race, and there's a religion. You can criticize religion. Sort of. You can criticize Christianity and Islam. You can criticize atheism, even though it's not a religion. It's a lack of religion. But there's things all over YouTube about religion. You can criticize countries and governments, except for Israel. Whatever you say about Israel, it's automatically seemed like, oh, so you like suicide bombers, and do you like Hamas, and you like that? No, not at all. The thing is, the reason that there are suicide bombers and all this violence is because Israel has an illegal military occupation in the Gaza Strip as well as the West Bank. It's completely unjustifiable for the Israelis to build settlements for one kind of people outside their country, where they go in, demolish homes, they force people to live in refugee camps, and they build little cities for their people protected by a standing army. Now that's an apartheid. That's just as much an apartheid as South Africa. South Africa had white cities, and then they had Afrikaans, with all the blacks living in ghettos, basically. And that was racism. But it wasn't white people that did it. It wasn't the whites. It was the South African government. There were plenty of other nations where other white people lived who did not agree with the apartheid and had nothing to do with it. Likewise, there are plenty of Jews all over the world that does not agree with what Israel is doing. But what Israel is doing is making Jewish-only colonies inside of Palestine and killing Palestinians. There's the occupation there. They run the highways. They set curfews. They use virtual slave labor and they murder people all the time. Israel is the problem, not Jewish people. But the ADL, they can't tell the difference. And the ADL is the racist group. The ADL supports a racial apartheid. They support everything Israel does. The ADL is nothing but a spokesperson for the Israeli government. They always are inventing the new anti-Semitism. That's what they attach to anything. And even if a Jewish person criticizes Israel, the ADL will call them a self-hating Jew. When did Israel become the Jews? How come, only in a Zionist mindset is Israel the Jewish state, meaning, you know, for that people only, like God promised them land and believing in the fairy tale history of the Bible or the Torah. In actual history, Palestinians have lived in Palestine for at least 2,000 years. They were there when Alexander the Great invaded. They were there for the Roman occupation, later the Ottoman Empire, and in between their independent Palestine and then the British. And then after the British from 1922 to the World War, and then now Israel. Israel was the new state, the country that never existed until 1948 was Israel. Israel carved out its borders based on religious bullshit. And then they started killing everybody. They were killing people starting in 1900 with Balfour, but they really got upped that up during World War II. It was wrong to award land that people were already living in to another people. And there's absolutely no reason, if there needed to be refugees from Europe for what the Nazis were doing, there's no reason at all why people couldn't live together. There's no reason the Jews had to exclusively have a land to their own and no one else. We don't have black countries and white countries and Native American countries and Asian countries. There are countries where the majority of the people who live there happen to be whatever. But it's wrong to go in and create something like a white South Africa. I mean, it was Palestine and the Palestinians lived there. And they couldn't just take immigrants from Russia and Europe and put all the Jews in one spot and say, we're going to live here, and you're not going to live here anymore. That was insane. And, it, you know, whatever happened in the past really doesn't matter. Right now it's really clear. Israel has an apartheid in Palestine, and the UN votes all the time on resolutions to stop this. And sometimes it's 151-1, with the U.S. being the only one standing on Israel's side, the only one who thinks racial colonies are okay, the only one that is backing this brutal apartheid regime. But people are afraid to talk about it, afraid to report it on the media. Israel blocks the media out. I mean, they actually shoot reporters. But if you say anything, the ADL will label you an anti-Semite, as if, you know, killing people is okay so long as it's Zionists doing the killing. The reason people blow themselves up in Iraq attacking Americans is because of the military occupation, not because of Islam or anything like that. The reason people committed suicide and ran in to kill GIs in Vietnam, they ran in with grenades and blew themselves up, wasn't because of Islam, it wasn't because of their own religion, it was because there was a military occupation where we killed over 2 million Vietnamese people. That is why they got so desperate that children were blowing themselves up trying to get rid of Americans. We have basically the same thing in the West Bank. We have Jewish-only colonies and settlements created by an army by force where they went in, demolished homes, and forced people to live as refugees. They murder people all the time. And of course, there's violence because of that. There are people in Hamas and or just, you know, whoever, that fire a rocket or blow themselves up, whatever. I mean, it's the same as like the Vietnamese were killing themselves to get rid of Americans. We killed 2 million Vietnamese people. And yeah, there were suicide bombers in Vietnam, but it wasn't because of Islam or religion. It's because of the military occupation. That's the same thing in Palestine. It's not because of Islam or anything like that. It's because when you kill someone's family and everything they have and destroy their house and they have nothing left, they want to kill themselves, but they're like, well, I'm going to take you with me. You know, and it ain't right. And it's a stupid way to react, but that's what happens when people, you know, they can't go to school, they don't have running water, they don't have a house to live in. They get desperate, and that's how they behave, and that's what you can expect. But Israel has a choice. They don't have to have racial colonies. It's just a religious belief, and it's just the extreme version of Judaism. Zionism is a belief that God is a real estate agent and that he gave what they think is Israel to the Jews. But it's only a Jewish state in the mind of a Zionist. Otherwise, Israel is a country, and it's where a lot of Jews live, but so what? I mean, there are a lot of Asians live in China, but to criticize what the Chinese government does is not a criticism of Asians, it's a criticism of China. And to criticize Israel is to criticize Israel. It has absolutely nothing to do with Jews or Judaism, or as an ethnicity, as a race, as a religion, or anything. Now, if you want to criticize Judaism, like, as a religion, that's fine. Same way you criticize Christianity or Islam or any other religion. It is a childish superstition and a fairy tale, pretty retarded. You can say that. You can criticize atheism, too, if you think, you'd say, the lack of religion is dumb or something. Because by not believing in fairy tales, you think this is all that's here or something, you know. I don't have a religion. I don't care if somebody has a religion. Whatever. You don't have to respect my disbelief. It's not really a choice. I just don't believe in God for the same reason I don't believe in leprechauns. I'm just not able to. I just think it's dumb. It's a silly idea. But one thing that's concrete, measurable, and not really debatable is Israel has an apartheid, and they are killing Palestinians. But the ADL will say, oh no, if you criticize what Israel does, you're an anti-Semite. Because somehow Israel represents the will of the Jewish people, which is complete crap. Israel represents the will of the military-industrial complex and its connections with America and the Knesset. Israel has slaves. They have both slave labor by the $2 a week stuff and sex slaves, just like Saudi Arabia does, and America has been busted in from time to time, Brazil as well. They have a racial apartheid. They build Jewish-only colonies. They demolish homes, and they build cities for a certain kind of people. How is that different from the white South Africa and what they did to blacks? It's not. It just gets cloudy because of religion. Palestinians were there for 2,000 years, and then the Israelis show up in 1948 with their fairy tales and say, hey, this is our land. God told me so. That's bullshit. You know, they could have all been living together. They don't have to have a Jewish exclusively run state, and they don't. Arabs live in Israel. They're second-rate citizens, but they live there. And even among the Jews, they got a pecking order between Russian Jews and European Jews and Orthodox Jews, etc. But it's all political, you know. I mean, that's the dangerous thing, is Judaism is now encompassing a race, an ethnicity, a religion, and a nation all at once. And so now, you can't criticize the nation of Israel and without it being spun to say, oh, well, you hate this religion, and you hate these kind of people, and you hate this race. That doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. Nowhere else in the world. When you criticize America, you're not criticizing a race, ethnicity, or religion. You're criticizing what the American government does. And plenty of Americans do it as well. I'm one of them. And it doesn't happen with any other country. I used to live in Japan. I criticized when I was there, Koizumi was the prime minister, and then Shinzo Abe, and I criticized what they did. And it wasn't anything against Japan itself or Japanese people or Asians. It was, I didn't like the LDP, and I still don't like the LDP, and I got good reasons for that. But the Anti-Defamation League, they act like little kids. I can't believe they write this. I mean, Abe Foxman needs to get a real job and get a life. This tactic of labeling everybody an anti-Semite, all it does is it waters it down so when someone actually is an anti-Semite, people just go, oh yeah, whatever, because they just say that about everything. So they really need to shut up on behalf of the Jews, on behalf of the Palestinians, and everyone else. The Anti-Defamation League is worthless.